I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, welcome to another episode of Reality of Shaitan. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in this silsila we talk about Shaitan, Iblis, the accursed, things related to Shaitan, and the topic which we bring today is do not be like him, meaning do not be like who? Shaitan, Iblis. Before we talk about our topic, let's listen regarding sending peace and blessing salutations upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, may the person who hears my name be mentioned but does not recite salat upon me be disgraced. May the person who finds Ramadan but it's not forgiven before its departure be disgraced. May the person who has old parents but does not enter into heaven by respecting and serving them be disgraced. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, the reality is no one wants to be disgraced. And no one has this in their mindset that we want to be disgraced. Why is it that we do them actions which lead us to being disgraced? Many people do actions and afterwards they realize that they have been disgraced by doing these actions. And in this case, the actions of the month of Ramadan coming and leaving us and not able to attain salvation, not able to attain forgiveness, being disgraced by not honoring Ramadan, not getting forgiveness. And in the case of our parents, that it is our duty to respect and honor our parents, to look after our parents, to serve our parents, and through this able to gain Jannah. And my dear Islamic brothers, if we do not do that, then there is obviously a destruction for us. That the person who does not honor or respect his parents, the person who does not serve his parents, he is always disgraced. He will be disgraced in the dunya. And he also this is a means of him being disgraced in the akhirah. And also, my dear Islamic brothers, reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Whenever we hear the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite salutation, recite darood, recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah azawajal, this will increase our ranks. This will elevate our ranks. This will be a means of our forgiveness. This will save us from being disgraced. So whenever you hear the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, always out of love and joy, in respect and honoring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azawajal, this will save us from being disgraced and give us honor in the world and the akhirah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, today our topic is do not be like him. Who are we talking about? Do not be like. We are indeed talking about the devil, talking about Shaitan, Iblis. Why? Because Iblis is the accursed. He's the one who is being disgraced. He's the one who is being rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not want to be like Iblis. We do not want to be like the devil, like Shaitan, and being rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be like those who are honored, those who are respected, those with status, those who are beloved to Allah, like the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah. We want to be like them. We want to be like the pious people. So today our topic is do not be like him. First of all, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's important that we understand those things which Shaitan did, Iblis did, and then avoiding their actions And this is in this way we will able to save ourselves and being like shaitan. And so them things are very common. We heard in the previous silsilas how the things which shaitan did, having pride, this is an action of shaitan. So when we will avoid pride, we will not be like shaitan. In a similar way, to not to be like shaitan is following the command of Allah Azawajal, meaning prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing our namaz. Because shaitan didn't do this action, so if we do not want to be like shaitan, shaitan refused to prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we do not want to be like shaitan, then we need to prostrate in the court of the Almighty Allah Azawajal. So my dear Islamic brothers, if we do not want to be like shaitan, then we've got to avoid these type of actions and be humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our silsila today, my dear Islamers, we'll specifically talk about these few things which shaitan did, and he was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was disgraced, and we do not want to be disgraced. We do not want to be like the devil. We do not want to be like Iblis. So the first thing which was in shaitan, and that is obvious, that was pride. Shaitan had this pride in him, and this pride was that action which is known to be the mothers of all diseases. Pride was that action which threw shaitan from the heavens, from that place of being someone who was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who was a great worshipper, someone who was the leader of the angels, and rejected from the court of Allah. Why? Because of the action of pride. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madi Chalam, to avoid being like shaitan, we need to take out pride from our hearts. We need to get rid of all type of pride. We need to humble ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a few sayings of the pious people of Allah azza wa jal, and inshallah azza wa jal, when we will reflect upon them, this will able to make us understand how dangerous pride is and how we should be avoiding pride. One of the sayings is, beware of pride, because you will return to the earth, meaning to the soil, and your bodies will be eaten up by this. So my dear Islamic brothers, avoid pride. Why? Because the one who has pride, what is the reality of a proud person? He will return to this earth, this soil. He will be lowered into the grave. The insects will eat there and rot away his body. So what is it to be proud of when you're going to return to the earth, when you're going to return to the soil, when you're going to, your bodies are going to rot away? Why should we have pride in us if this is going to be our state? And alhamdulillah, those who do not have pride, the pious people of Allah, the awliya Allah, we know that the soils do not rot their bodies. Those who humble themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after many years, when their graves are open, we find incidents like this. Even in our time, when the graves of the awliya, the pious people of Allah are open, you find that their bodies are intact. The bodies are still the same. The shroud are still the same. Nothing happens to them. After many years, their bodies are revealed and their bodies are still the same. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we know Mufti Farooq Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, who was the great devotee of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. When you find that his grave, when it opened after many years after him leaving the world, his body was intact. His body was still the same. His zulfa, his hair was still the same. His shroud was still the same. This is the blessings of being humble. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Farooq Rahmatullah Alayhi was such a humble man. He lived such a simple lifestyle. He had only few pairs of clothes, and he humbled himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear Islamic brothers, avoid pride, humble yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, our bodies will be saved. Even the earth, the soil will not eat our bodies. Person knows what pride is, where pride leads. This is how a person will be. He will look at those people who are destitute, those people who are poor, rather than thinking something of himself, he will look at those people which have a very little, and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, we need to look and rather than looking upon those who are higher in rank than us, and then try to make ourselves be better than them, try to compare with them. In this way, those who have the dunya, those who have the wealth of the world, try to compare with them to earn that amount of wealth. Just humble yourself in the court of Allah, because the rizq, the sustenance which you're going to get, you will get. Many of us, we tend to think of ourselves better than others. This is why we don't let others come forward. Whether you are in a religious field, whether you are in a business, no one wants others to overtake him. No one wants others to become better than him. This is a great loss, my dear Islam brothers. The great example is the example of Sheikh-e-Tariqat, Amir-e-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Burkat Pulalia. He bought many people. He bought many people up. He gave many people great responsibilities of the deen. He made many people. He distributed the work of deen to many people, gave them great responsibilities, bought them up and taught them, brought them forward to the degree, but yet Amir-e-Sunnat has never gone down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always elevated him even higher. And it's the same way those muballighs, those preachers of the deen who bring people up forward, those brothers who bring people up forward to their positions and pass on their positions to others with this hope that this person will serve the deen and do something for the deen, that keep in mind, this will never degrade you. This will never bring you down, but instead this will elevate your status even higher. And the example we see of the life of Amir-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, how many people Amir-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliya brought up through this organization, this work of the deen. He brought them up into great status and great positions of Dawat Islami, where he has made Markazi Majlis Ashura, which is overlooking the whole of the world, and made people like Nigrane Shura. But Amir-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, his status have never decreased, but his status has always been elevated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two big misconception is that people think, if I give someone else opportunity, he will not able to do it better than me. This is a great misconception. Today, my dear Islam brothers, in the fields of work, that to bring, give others a chance, what is it when someone gives a chance to his employees that benefits his company? He is never taken off his post. If someone is a supervisor, he brings someone to that position, he brings someone to that status, he benefits the company. What happens is the managers above, they take him even higher. Why? He's improved the company more better. Same way, my dear Islam brothers, a manager of a company, if he's brought someone up to a position where someone is doing great work for his company, who is it? Who's benefiting from this? That manager himself, his company is benefiting. Like this, my dear Islam brothers, it is a great misconception. We think that I can do this work better. This is why we don't give others opportunity, especially in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. We need to give others opportunity, bring others forward, because it could be that that person will do that work in such a unique way. And inshallah, because of his efforts and his work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate our status. And inshallah, our ways of work, inshallah, will increase, and the benefit to the deen. And the other great misconception is that he will get the credit. My dear Islam brothers, the reality is, if whoever is going to get the credit, they will get it. Our job is to be humble, to be sincere, continue doing the work of deen, and inshallah, giving others opportunity and saving ourselves from pride like this, my dear Islam brothers, saving ourselves from being like the devil, being like Iblis, because he thought himself better than Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. He thought himself superior than the angels. Why? Because he had an option. He had an option whether to worship Allah or not. When he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was increased to this high rank. And as soon as he thought himself being better than others, better than the angels, better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was dropped from the heavens. He was thrown out of the heavens. He was thrown, he lost all this maqam, this great status which he had, and he became the accursed. Also, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, never rely upon logic in the sense that Iblis, he thought the logic which he brought forward was to think himself better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He said that I am made out of fire and Adam alayhi salam is made out of clay. Although the people who have done the research upon fire and the earth, They know that what is the beauty of the earth is, the earth is something which builds, and fire is what? Fire is something that destroys. So what is better? That which builds, we want to become part of that which builds, rather than becoming part of that which destroys. We are better as clay, as better as soil, rather than to be like Iblis and burning in the fire of jealousy, of hasad, of pride. Save yourself from this, my dear Islamic brothers, and do not be like Iblis, do not be like the devil. Another thing, another action which we need to avoid and not be like the devil, not be like Iblis, is to prostrate, is to do sajda in the court of Allah. Why? Iblis, Shaitan, did not prostrate in the court of Allah, and he was rejected, and he was thrown out of the heavens. He was taken away from his post. So my dear Islam brothers, to not be like Iblis, we need to be prostrating. We need to be prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One pious person, he once saw Shaitan, he saw Iblis. He asked Shaitan, how can I become like you? Iblis replied, he says, be lazy in prayer. And the second thing is, swear false oath, meaning saying qasam upon, falsely upon the name of Allah. That pious person, rahimahullah, he said to Iblis, I swear by Allah that I will not be lazy in prayer, and I will never swear false oath. Iblis, Shaitan, he also made a promise. He said that from today, I will not give advice to people. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandishan, we learn from this that Iblis, he doesn't want us to prostrate. He wants us to be lazy in prayer. So to not be like him, we need to start performing our prayers. It's very important that we start our day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Many people are in this state today, the state of negligence, that they will not get up for Salat al-Fajr. They will not read their prayers. They will get up, they will wash their face, and straight out, they are gone out to work. They find work being so important that they forget remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning. They forget remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they get up early in the morning. They are busy with their work. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, it is important that we start our day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start our day in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing our namaz, by prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If for some reason a person, he's put alarm on, he's made different ways of getting himself up for Salat al-Fajr, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, to save ourselves from these traps of Shaitan, to not being like Shaitan, we need to follow the ways of the awliya, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as we start to follow their ways and adopt their ways, inshallah, how the pious people save themselves from Shaitan, we will not be like Shaitan, inshallah, we will be amongst the pious, we will be like the pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being like the devil, being like Iblis, and make us amongst those who are pious, and make us being like the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah, continuing watching Madani channel, continue watching these silsilas inshallah, so that we can able to save ourselves from the tricks of Shaitan. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing,